Blog Talk Radio.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
I mean, you know I don't like to brag.
When she's gone.
What? Sometimes.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
You gotta tell them what it is.
Just ain't known. Anytime
just in case.
She goes away.
They know. Cook. I'm the hottest girl in the game. It's me again, Kratwa, Sinner the Neem. Whenever I show up on stage for our known team, I came to contribute a different style to the game. Add a few more dollar signs to my name. From the style of the style where them bustin' upon the mean. Play it round the corner, then rinse it round the lean. You know, sister, see me rhyme, seem fine like time. But then my time is set, them love me, like me, want me, need me. But yo, take it easy. Before you get a box, we make you need me. Trust me, the game them need me. They really need me like the South need Weezy. Sunshine day, everything look breezy. Hard road to travel, but I make it look easy. I make it look easy.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this out just ain't known. Anytime she goes away.
Me not gonna wait, me day I been. Me have a long list of some boy with the kids. Your bad, me run you with the range. Nothing I'm going, it's me, not the ball. Parting at the pod, so to me turn it out. Tell me buy out the bar, me not come you off the clown. Dress fresh every day, pretty, look sit down. Hot girl, hot girl, not teeth, you are missing. And an idiot, boy, I can't whisper. You hear me, come near me, you like me, you fear me. Boy, better fear me, want me talk and I fear it. Tear like boys, better see it. Never ever flat, boy, never ever will. Chill.
You know, when two people decide to get married, it's a pretty exciting time, but it also brings up a lot of hard questions. One of these questions is, how exactly are you and your spouse-to-be going to merge your money? The first step in doing this is to start discussing your financial goals. A good exercise to get this going is for each partner to make a list of his or her short-term goals, like paying off a credit card, getting a new car, or even going on a vacation. Then begin to list your long-term goals, like retirement or having a baby. From there, you should be able to determine which of these goals are a priority to both of you. Then, once you've identified these goals, you can focus your energy on achieving them. This is Gil Michelle.
That was your Black Money Minute, presented to you by BlackMoneyMatters.com. To get more information and receive our free newsletter, visit BlackMoneyMatters.com.
Get from up in the waves of the waves of the seas of the water people, because the black people.
people are the water people. They let you know the Native American is earth people. They let you know that the yellow band is on earth. Up in the wind people. And let you know the last coming up is just the white folks. And they are fire, letting you know the hip hop and hip hop and hoppy. Hopi Indians got the prophecy to let you know in the war, one is World War II. It's just to let you know, rebound on that back, Civil War One.
Every day I just roll my platform. Every day you get up on your feet like
it's off the mark on your table. It's dark pink navel. You might need to write that Bible name the table.
You're
it's walking on you. So them been lining coming up and on you. So war.
Remember, they couldn't afford a car. No, look on now. Them jump big super slow. Bouncing on the hill, but nice enough the chart. That's what you want, just the lyrics them want. Lyrics of the people, them get up in the mud. Need when you do it, I got turned to a plant. Turn the mic, you know, make young chant, yeah. Every day you get up and up your bar.
It's just to let you know you got this calmness, land. They got TMF, electronic, you magnificent.
Every day I just pure sickness and will leave for this place. Then catch up the hell by a nice place.
Let you know it's just a war in the streets. Walking and resting and stepping in the law. He got to let you know you got to pray to the Lord. Every day you got to have the sweet meditation. Standing in your station, got to have a high intonation. Hardcore and high latent, roll it up. And sick them from the button, but the roll up.
Every day you get up, man, wah.
You got to be able to stand in this line. Well, can it be hardcore still? Got to tell it well from Howard Cosell. If it is, we got to prevail, because the black nation got to stand in the star nation. Standing in the middle of the center line. Ikaba caught up and got to stand fine. Of Abyssinia, got to stand fan. Got to stand fan and got to stand war. No more war. It's all more than
you get up, just roll by the wall. Every day you get up, you're trying by the wall.
You got to stand hard still. Just like a fucking gun in this 2006 real. And if we got to count it on the real, hell no, we ain't paying that shit back then. What's this green span? Hell no, we ain't a real man.
I tell them to cut out the war. I tell them to cut out the war. Sometimes get a youth to come from far. They my foot in on the door, hey. I remember we a big superstar. And you just say we young as from far. Remember when we couldn't afford a car. We said, oh no, everyone a big superstar. Mashing up the sailboat and mashing up the chassis. General, you know, we can't chat in this.
Hey, what's up? What's popping, y'all? Welcome back to Mixture of Arts with your girl, Say to Say What, holding it down on EOTM Radio. We have an awesome show for you guys tonight, and you already know that EOTM always strives to encourage, empower, and enlighten your minds by increasing a new network, because you already know that it increases your net worth. All right, y'all, now with that said, folks, I got some EOTM news for you. Now, first of all, you guys can definitely go ahead and stay connected with EOTM Public Relations for the new compilation project with multi-talented live performing and recording artist Yahaloma and EOTM's gospel single Ron Anthony titled Cross Over, the New Revolution in Music. And secondly, your girl Say to Say What is hiring. Yes, that's true. I am definitely hiring a marketing assistant to help in getting sponsors on Mixture of Arts with your girl. Now, there will be a 35% commission payout each month. So if you're interested, you could definitely go ahead and contact me at 404-988-7932 to learn more. Now, it is true that Lil' Kim disses Nicki Minaj, and is probably old news about Lil' Kim's talking beef with Nicki. And according to PrefixMag.com, at issue is whether or not Minaj has shown enough reverence toward or paid sufficient thanks to Lil' Kim for opening the doors for hip-hop to young female rappers. Now, Minaj had remained fairly quiet on the issue, choosing not to respond directly to most of Lil' Kim's nights. Now, until you until an interview, I'm sorry, with Hot 97's Angie Martinez this past weekend, when Minaj suddenly had a lot to say about Lil Kemp, she just really jumped out of the window, and you got to be careful when you pick fights. I think people get me mistaken with, like, a real Barbie. They forget where I'm from. If I have to revert back, I can, and I will. Don't play with me. I respect you and love you. I've said it in every interview time and time again. And if it's not good enough for you, mama, then it's something deep-rooted in you. Something is bothering you inside, and that's your insecurity bothering you. It's not Nicki Minaj. It's any girl that's popping. She picked fights with Foxy, then she picked fights with Eve, then it was Miss Wallace, now it was Nicki Minaj. Every time you're in the news, you are getting at somebody, but your music out. And when I see your name on the billboards, that's when I'm going to respond to you. Other than that, goodbye. Now, you guys can definitely go ahead and chime in with your girl at 718-664-6543. And I just want to go ahead and hear from you. I want to go ahead and hear your comments and your thoughts about what Nicki Minaj said on the interview. Now, my thing is this, okay? Before I go ahead and play the track as for Nicki Minaj on the interview, I just want to go ahead and say this. Okay, I understand that Nicki Minaj is kind of been a little bit humble as far as Lil Kim, but I totally understand why she is doing it, because in a sense, I can sense that Lil Kim is kind of like her idol. So now for Lil Kim to be coming at her like that, yes, it is totally wrong, and Nicki Minaj probably don't want beef with Lil Kim. But you know how Lil Kim is. You know what I'm saying? Lil Kim is from the street. She has been, she is one of the top legend female rappers in the game. So with that said, of course she is going to come apart. Of course she is going to diss her. And of course she is going to definitely go off on Nicki just because. And as far as, you know, as far as her saying, as far as Lil Kim being kind of insecure, I doubt that, you know what I'm saying? I really doubt that Lil Kim is feeling that type of way. I just feel as though that Lil Kim just wants to make it known that she is a legend. And even though, you know, her time has passed or whatever, she can definitely come back super hard, as if she was the old Lil Kim. Okay, now with that said, folks, I'm going to go ahead and get this track with Nicki Minaj, and we will be right back. All right, y'all hold tight.
What age did you think I could do this for a career, and who were you looking at?
I think I probably played Jay-Z every day of my life.
Really?
Just loved the diversity. You know, you can make a record that was, you know, Hard Knock Life and then Song Cry, and, you know, just being able to talk about anything and sound intelligent and don't lose your swag. I was very impressed with that.
Mm.
And, of course, Biggie, and, of course, Kim and Fox and Remy, and, you know, I had so many people that I looked toward to kind of paint the picture of the hood.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, being from New York, I couldn't wait to see those videos and, you know, what they were doing.
It's funny because, you know, in asking people what they wanted to know, I mean, clearly you've been having this thing with Kim. And I don't know, just thinking about you and where you were from and that you're a rapper, and I'm thinking, sure, I know things have gotten crazy and people are assuming, even though you say it's not specifically about her, that Roman Revenge is... Roman Revenge is
really... you know... She just really jumped out the window. And you got to be careful when you pick fights. And that's what I've learned in this business. You just never know. I think people get me mistaken with, like, a real Barbie. They forget where I'm from. And if I have to revert back, I can, and I will. So don't play with me. You know, it's one of those moments when you say, don't play with me. You know, because I respect you, I love you, I've said it in every interview, time and time again. And if that's not good enough with you, mama, then it's something deep-rooted in you. You need to get your... Something is bothering you inside. That's your insecurity bothering you. It's not Nicki Minaj. It would have been any girl that started popping. You know, she picked a fight with Foxy. Then she picked a fight with Eve. Then she picked a fight with Remy. Now it's, you know, then it was Miss Wallace. Then it was Nicki Minaj. Every time you in the news, it's because you're getting at somebody. Where's your music? You know, put your music out, and when I see your name on Billboard, that's when I'll respond to you. Other than that, goodbye. It's Barbie, bitch.
She just ran.
And that doesn't take away from the respect. You know when a mom got to beat you and she be like, it hurts me more to beat you than it hurts you? It doesn't take away the love that I have. It doesn't take away. You know how... Because I'm a real, realist.
Because you say those are the people that you, she's one of the people that you came up listening to. Did it hurt your feelings?
It hurt.
Yeah, I was going to ask you.
It hurt
your feelings.
It hurt my feelings because I remember I saw her on the tour with Wayne. And I had been hearing, you know, back, you know, in the business, people talk behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. And I remember I ran into Foxy, and Foxy said, why you keep on giving props to Kim? She don't like you. She was like, the girl be dissing you, like, when, you know, in conversation. And I said, I'm so much of a, like, diehard. I was like, until I hear her say something about me, I'm going to continue paying my respect to her in my interviews. And that's what I did. I kept on doing it. That's why everybody came out and said, Nicki always shows you love. Like, what are you talking about? So when I saw her at Wayne's concert, she performed Akeisha, she... came into our dressing room, she went and used the bathroom and stuff, and I stopped her. I was like, you know, I want to make sure everything is cool with us because I'm a fan first, you know. Is everything good? Yeah, everything good. We good. Hugs and kisses. Can I take a picture with you? I love you, you know. This is somebody that I looked at highly. We took a picture, everything was good. But you want to know what scares people? Success. When you don't make moves and when you don't climb up the ladder, everybody loves you because you're not competition. When you become competition, did people start? So I felt like you're going to go down in history now as a store loser, as opposed to going down in history as the queen. Because if you can't beat them, join them. If you don't have something nice to say, don't say anything at all. You don't have to feel the need to put somebody down and make yourself feel better. I see people do things all the time that I think, they remind me of Nicki Minaj. But it's like, do you, honey? It's like we all take from each other. There's nothing. That's why I did a record on Pink Friday called Here I Am, and I said, like, nothing is new under the sun. You know, when you see Gaga, you see Madonna. But Madonna never hated on Gaga. Why in the black communities we got to hate on each other instead of saying, thank you for showing me love. Thank you for, you know, like, keeping my name alive. You know, the same way she opened doors for me, I'm now opening doors for her. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because nobody was even playing your music and you damn sure couldn't get an interview to save your life. But now you get interviews, and every time you do an interview, they're asking you about Nicki Minaj. So it's like we help each other. You know, that's the point. We're helping each other. But if you are bitter, get a life.
Is he just adjusting your seat?
I had to adjust. When you finish talking and you put smiley face and you adjust. That's a girl thing.
Well, I think we should go to the next song now. I think we all need to take a deep breath and kind of gather ourselves.
Yeah.
Nicki Minaj.
All right, y'all, welcome back to A Mixture of Arts with your girl, Say to Say What, holding it down, y'all, on EOTM Radio. Just a second ago, you guys was listening to the interview, on Nicki Minaj interview on Hot 97. Now, you know, what she said makes so much sense to me, and, I mean, I can totally understand where she's coming from as far as us black people not complimenting on one another when we are doing good. Now, my thing is this, if somebody wanted to be like me and I already know that I had my time to shine and this person wants to be like me and they're doing their darn thing, shoot, definitely. I would definitely go ahead and congratulate that person and wish them good luck. But it just seems like certain people really don't want others to have the spotlight, and I don't think that's right. I mean, yes, of course, you know, beef sells, and, like, personally, the little beef, the little diss that Lil Kim did on Nicki Minaj, shoot, for real, I honestly think that that diss right there made Nicki Minaj even more popular because of the fact that folks probably going to be wondering, like, shoot, Lil Kim dissing her. I wonder what Nicki Minaj said on her damn CD. So I might just go ahead and cop that real quick. So that's my little point of view on that. I see a few callers on the phone right now. For you guys that want to go ahead and call in, y'all could definitely go ahead and call in at 718-664-6543. And that's 718-664-6543. For you guys that are on the line right now, I really appreciate you guys, but I want to go ahead and play this little diss track by Lil Kim called Black Friday, and I will be right back with your comments and your questions. All right, y'all stay tuned.
It's funny because, you know, in asking people what they wanted to know, I mean, clearly you've been having this thing with Kim. And I don't know, just thinking about you and where you were from and that you're a rapper, and I'm thinking, sure, I know things have gotten crazy. People are assuming, even though you say it's not specifically about her, that Roman's revenge is revenge.
You know, she just really jumped out the window. And you got to be careful when you pick fights. And that's what I've learned in this business. You just never know.
Shut the fuck up. Want war, FedEx beef straight through your front door. It'll be a murder scene. I'm turning pink Friday to Friday the 13th. I eat you, little Kim clone clown. All this buffoonery, the shit stop now. Time for you to lay down. I'm sick of the fraud. I put hands on this bitch like a spa massage. We all know your last names, what got you a job. Used to put together gimmicks, something like a collage. Since you're putting on the show, you gon' get the applause. Clap, clap. This is framed like a fucking garage. Yeah. This hood shit, you and Drake ain't built for. This the shit the other bitch almost got killed for. I'm still counting what hardcore generated. Bet my shit keeps spinning like it's syndicated. Corny broad, I leave you bloody like administrated. Your hot air ass bitch should've been deflated. This ain't a championship fight, I've been the greatest. See, the fact is, what you doing, I did it. Lame trying to clone my style and run with it. That's cool, I was the first one with it. You's a little Kim wannabe, you just hate to admit it. I'm the blueprint, you ain't nothing brand new. Check your posters and videos, you'll always be number two. I seen them come, I seen them go, still I remain. Sweetie, you going on your 14th minute of fame. I'm over 10 years strong, still running the game. Cut the comparisons, I'm in a legendary lane. Fighting for a spot, child please, I'm solidified. With my hands tied, you couldn't beat me if you bitches tried. Either you're high, sipping that shit Wayne on. I get top dollar for whatever my name on. Go stick your head in a tornado, brainstorm. I drop bombs, flex, napalm. Black and yellow, we'll pull up in your ghetto. Giuseppe's when I step out, posted up in stilettos. Pussy so pink like my kitty saying hello. If I whistle, they'll pistol whip you in all five barrels.
I'm from Brooklyn, I be everywhere comfortably. Now who pumped you and told you to come romp with me? You the type to run your mouth and then run for me. I'm popping off in your hood with no company. Come on, Queens ain't showing you no love. I was there the other night popping bottles with a thug. You like Washington Heifer, I'm Benji. You got a buzz right now and I had a frenzy. Oh yeah, welcome to the fam, Cindy. You need to stop, you're not hot, you're a burning match. That means the end is near soon. Copy that? Oh, I see, they really got you gassed. Like I'm a thing of the past. Better slow down, dummy, you about to crash. Think pussy ho, I'm giving you a bath. The mama that in hand and I'm coming for your ass. Who you think you're getting past? I see right through you, your whole shit is made of glass. I draw back, I'm a Brooklyn feral bitch. Rep for my barrel bitch. Never been the type to have beef and try to settle shit. I ride out till the wheels fall off and my niggas breathe till the last shell go off. Fuck your whole team, all I see is a bunch of weirdos. You the earhead bitch, scarecrow. Ha, ain't nothing old but my money, bitch. Ha, this is grown liquid acid. Benjamin's my daddy, you young money bastards. You and Diddy? Sorry, bunch of swagger jackers. I mothered you hoes. I should claim you on my income tax. Bobby Fish in the flesh, taught by the great. So on my next move, I'm yelling checkmate. I smell a massacre. Charles Manson, you don't stand a chance with us. Jesse Diamond, you looking like lunch to me. About to kill all you bitches like Ted Bundy. Leave your whole head red like Peg Bundy. You're hilarious. Thank God laughs, you're garbage. So I'm taking out the trash. You shit on me? Come on, baby girl. Ain't enough ass shots in the world. You're a nuisance. You probably steal my new shit, but you can never fuck with me, so chuck it up, deuces. All around the world, I ball like a ball team. I stack chips. Call me Mrs. Rothstein. Tricks is for kids, silly rabbit. You're my offspring. Kim more anticipated than a LeBron ring.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Mixture of Art.
I mean, I know you guys asked me if Roman's Revenge was about Kim, and it's not about Kim. Actually, it's because I was out her. I'm so sorry. I apologize, Kim. I don't know. I just had temporary insanity. I lost my sleep in my mind.
Hello? Hello, 718-346, you are live.
Hello?
Yep, what's good?
Nothing much. Honestly, I'm going both ways, too, because Nicki Minaj have her whole history about it.
As far as what?
Huh?
What?
All right, it's rumors going around that Nicki Minaj was dyking, she was a butch, and
right,
you know, it's like, honestly, before I even found out about all of this, Nicki Minaj was like,
she was like, what? She was like, what? What you talking about?
I was kind of sounding like Nicki Minaj right there, but
Oh, yeah. I mean, she does sound.
But she was my main. She was like my number one fan. She was my shorty right there. Like that was my girl right there. No homo, but her music was hitting me. And then when I heard all of this stuff, it's like kind of, you know. It hit me like, hell yeah, she's trying to be the next Lil' Kim. But Lil' Kim is not going to lose her title, never.
Right.
That's not even a legend. She's a legend, but only in her music, in her lyrics. She's going to be real to the end of the, like, she's going to be real till nobody ever conquered Lil' Kim. Like, nobody get,
right.
Nobody's going there.
My thing is this, though. But my thing is this, though. Like, do you really, really think that Nicki Minaj can beat up Lil' Kim physically? I think so. It is just that within, like, the whole music thing,
Nicki Minaj is not physically. She can't go there with Lil Kim. And I should know.
You know what?
This is New York talking up here. This is Brooklyn over here.
Maybe not 101, but in a 101 fight, I totally believe that Nicki Minaj will definitely knock her out. But my thing is this, though. Lil' Kim does not have to come at her like that, because it is obvious that, you know what I'm saying, Nicki Minaj does love her. And, you know, she likes her and she likes her music. And there's no reason for you to be even going at it like that, yo. Like, I mean,
yeah, I understand that part. But the thing is that Lil' Kim is saying is that Nicki Minaj is not trying to create her own character. She's trying to, you know, you can't make no money being or imitating somebody else's character.
Nicki Minaj is making money. What are you talking about?
She's like, making money, but it's not. She's not being herself. Like, that's not her. She's trying to be like Lil' Kim. Everything that she puts out is like she's trying to be like Lil' Kim. Like, if you look at everything most of the stuff she's done is like it has things that Lil' Kim has done all along. If you know your music and you know the history of music and with Lil' Kim, you would see some of the stuff that Nicki Minaj done. It is like identical.
Okay.
You can't go that hard like that. You gotta show you. All right, some music, some songs or whatever, you could put it as for Lil' Kim, but you gotta be your own self. You can't be like imitating every little thing as her.
So
you understand what I mean?
So you feel as though that's the reason why that Lil' Kim is coming at her like that, because she sees
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Like, I don't think Lil' Kim has a problem with her liking her. It's just that she's ODing. Like, she's trying to really take over her freaking place, and her lyrics is not even that serious to even try to get there. She's too commercial.
You know, like, the funny thing about it, though, I guarantee that that Nicki Minaj is not even going to come back on that diss show. I don't even think she's really going to come hard on that jump. Even if she decides to do it, I don't really think she's going to go hard. But I doubt that she will make a diss track on Lil' Kim. Can you stay on the line for just a second?
Sure.
Okay, we have a few more callers on the phone. The second caller I see, y'all, is 770-879. You are live. What's good?
What's poppin'? It's Novi.
Hey, Novi, what's up? Thanks for calling
in. Chilling. Yo, you know one thing, though? And, like, it's the biggest issue is, as far as music goes, as far as entertainment goes, you can't have anything original anymore.
Thank you.
Like, well, what I'm saying is, like, Nicki Minaj coming out, she really is, like, she's put together from a lot of different female artists.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but what other female artists can state that they've really been original, you know what I mean? Like, Nicki Minaj has original things about her, yeah. But
right.
No artist in general can say that they've come out and really made their own lane without sounding like another artist. Lloyd Banks' flow was exactly the same as Fabulous' flow for the longest. They had issues about that. Graff flow and Joe Budden flow is the same. You know what I'm saying? They had, like, a lot of the same characteristics.
But
is he going as hard as Nicki Minaj is going hard, like, to be like Lil' Kim?
I mean, I don't even see where she's really going extra hard to be like Lil' Kim. She's doing stuff. She's doing stuff that Lil' Kim has done, but she's not the only person to have done it. I really, really don't see where she's going out of her way to imitate Lil' Kim. If anything, she's probably going out of her way to imitate Foxy Brown.
You think so?
Nah. You think so? Nah.
And if you go back and look at it, Lil' Kim was saying the same thing to Foxy Brown about biting her swag. So, I mean, just because Lil' Kim was out first, any female who comes out that's trying to be sexually driven or sexually charged is going to be compared to Lil' Kim. It's the same way that if any white rapper comes out trying to rap, he's immediately compared to Eminem. He did it. Eminem wasn't the biggest one. I mean, wasn't the first one to do it, but he was the biggest one.
Right.
Reach.
Right. That makes sense.
And you know what, though?
For real, though. Like, just because you mentioned Foxy Brown's name, I'm going to go ahead and play this track that Lil' Kim did about Foxy, and it's called Quiet. Now you guys are going to stay tuned, okay? I'll be right back on Mixture of Arts, chilling with my homegirl, Maisha, and Nobi on the phone. We have a few more callers, so y'all stay tuned. Do not hang up, all right? For those that are trying to call in, y'all should definitely go ahead and call back in at 718-664-6543. I'm going to go ahead and play this track real quick. Y'all hold tight.
And they won't run their mouth when them shells start popping, bodies start dropping.
So why'd you get
arrested? When the sun goes down and them guns come out, the niggas that was talking, they won't run their mouth when them shells start popping, bodies start dropping.
So why'd you get arrested?
Do you see what I see? Can you hear what I hear? All these studio gangsters, year after year, with the gimmicks, but you fake it, they ain't real, so they fake it. Get in this game for so long. I know what's right from what's wrong. I know what's soft from what's hard. I know a federal case from a publicity charge. Man, I fought tooth and nail to keep the punks out of jail. But hoes wanna go to court for not paying for their nails. Who you trying to be? Man, it couldn't be me. My man spent guap and bought me my continental tea. You spent your advance on your continental tea. I know you're sick when you clean your rims and still be a beast. And we see you a liar, trying to deny her. Jackie O. Cruz, you far from a fighter. Coming at me, bitch, you're playing with fire. I ain't gonna come back at you. I'm coming at your ghost rider.
When the sun goes down and the guns come out, the niggas that was talking, they won't run their mouth. When the shells start popping, bodies start dropping. When the sun goes down and the guns come out, the niggas that was talking, they won't run their mouth. When the shells start popping, bodies start dropping.
I'm talking like they gangster material, but I don't see it, man. The gangster's invisible. The hot iron put them gangsters within you. Till you laid up and your gangsters on critical. Shots getting in you, bleeding like my minstrel. And if I don't like it, then I won't pretend to. It's the ones that befriend you that turn up against you. In the court of law and drop a dime like Sprint do. Supposed to be tough, huh? To them boys cut ya. Chump motherfuckers are confessing like Usher. Cut you off cause I knew I couldn't trust ya. Lame ass busters, backward ass hustlers. You fake phony, you always was little homie. Big little son, babe boy like Jody. I put you under my wing, bought you your first rollie. Nigga, I hope race you, why would I play you?
When the sun goes down and the guns come out, the niggas that was talking, they won't run their mouth. When the shells start popping, bodies start dropping. When the sun goes down and the guns come out, the niggas that was talking, they won't run their mouth. When the shells start popping, bodies start dropping.
You see, it always be them ones talking this and that. How they knife game ill and they gun go clap. Them niggas rap, they running their trap till they run in the trap and there's no coming back. It be the same ones talking about the guns they spark and the dogs never bite but do a whole lot of bark and a whole lot of growling till the wolves are howling. They pit bullshit, man, them niggas straight cowards. Got them scared to death, pissing in their trousers. Always was a bitch, that's why I sent his ass flowers. Thanks to the queen, he can share him with his team. You can run top speed, but you can't dodge the beam. Got a clean 16 in my spit game mean. Don't be fooled and deceived, everything thing ain't what it seems. You act like you don't know what side of town this villa. Niggas soft it into chillers, but on wax they kill us.
When the sun goes down and the guns come out, the niggas that was talking, they won't run their mouth. When the shells start popping, bodies start dropping.
Welcome back, y'all, to Mixture of Arts with your girl, Say Two, Say What, holding it down on EOTM Radio. Now, I got my homeboy, Nobi, and my homegirl, Maisha, on the phone right now with me. Now, y'all got to tell me this, yo. Like, she went super hard on the last track. Now, the little diss that she did with Nicki Minaj, I don't even think that's compared to this track that I just heard. How you feel about that?
I actually didn't hear the diss track to Nicki Minaj yet. Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, I just played it before you called in, so I won't be able to go ahead and play it. But, Maisha, how you feel about that diss track right there, yo?
Well, I feel... Little Kim goes hard anytime she touches the mic, honestly.
Right.
Tell you the truth. So,
but do you feel as though that she went harder on the one with Foxy and she was a little bit lenient on Nicki?
I think she felt more violated when it comes to Nicki Minaj because I don't know if you heard the interview from This Is 50.
From where?
ThisIs50.com.
Nah.
But I was listening to that yesterday, and the way that Little Kim was going in, you know, it's like, well, damn, she do have a point there, you know? So it's like it's kind of hard to even put it across. Like, nah, she not going. She not doing it that way. But you got to look at Little Kim. Little Kim, she worked hard to get where she was at.
Right.
I mean, she
right.
had people that influenced her, but she came out and made her own character for herself.
Right.
She didn't do what Nicki Minaj is doing. You know.
Is she really?
Wearing all the wigs. Like, Little Kim did all of that, wearing the different color wigs and stuff like that. But,
right.
And you know, putting herself there, wearing the lingerie, wearing all that stuff like that. You know, Pink Friday, Little Kim had a song out like that or something like that, right? Name like that. Man, it's mad
okay.
shit. It is not even... It's to the point where it's not even lyrical. It's personal.
Right.
Did Lil' Kim really work that hard?
If you listen to ThisIs50.com interview, you know, you will see what I'm talking about. It's
But I'm just saying, like, I don't think Lil' Kim really did work that hard. I really, really don't see it.
So do you feel as though that Lil' Kim did a little bit of exploitation as far as her music career?
Well, you know how I feel about exploitation. I don't really feel people get exploited very much at all. But my thing is, I think Lil' Kim just had really good timing, and she was
right.
around the right people. I don't really think she worked very hard at all, because there are a lot of females out there that rap that put in way more work. Like, you never seen Kim go out and battle. You know what I mean? What happened with Kim was she was coming out in an era where her being so sexually charged was a big taboo topic. And she really swooped in and took the limelight at the proper moment. She had a little buzz because she was working with Biggie. But also, that's where she was getting her lyrics from. After Biggie passed, somebody had to try to fill the void. And what does she do? Every song, every album, she's talking Biggie, 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 and talking Brooklyn, Brooklyn, Brooklyn. So she kind of just rode the wave that was already there. I mean, Puffy did the same thing. All he ever does is say Biggie's name to try to get some type of buzz or do something.
Right.
Right.
I don't think Kim worked very hard at all. Now, at
you
least,
know what?
At least
you
in this
what?
Era with Nicki Minaj, she's coming out with mad mixtapes. You can see that she's putting in work going on songs. I mean, I'm not particularly a fan of Nicki Minaj, but she's putting in way more work than Kim did.
I have a question. Can I, if I find this is 50 exclusive, can I play it so you can hear? Do we have enough time for that?
Like right now?
I mean, I found it.
I don't think the phone's gonna be able to hear it on the show. I don't really think so. But
because
y'all hold tight for just a second because we have a few more callers on the phone.
You can take
the next caller. I see it's 678-665. You guys are live.
Yo.
Yep. Who am I speaking with?
This is Brandon from Stone Mountain.
I couldn't even do nothing but laugh, yo.
I ain't want much, though. I'm at work. I just had to call in right quick.
Who's
that's
this,
all.
Little Brandon?
Yeah, across the street, you already know.
Oh, what's good? Hey, Brandon, thanks for listening in. What's good, y'all?
I just had to see what y'all was talking about, though.
Okay, well, do you have something to say about the little beef that's going on or about what Novi just said about Nicki Minaj not working as 10 times as hard as Kim?
And Nicki Minaj doing her own little thing, she in her own lane. Ain't nobody touching her. And that's it. And she good. I like her.
You like Nicki Minaj?
Yeah.
You don't think her voice is kind of annoying, like, seriously?
I mean, you get past all that. It ain't about the voice and what's coming out of it, what she talking about.
You can seriously understand what Nicki Minaj be talking about? Because I don't. I can't even lie, yo. I don't be understanding what she be talking about.
You just got to play the song over like two or three times, that's all.
Who got time for that?
That's all you got to do. Once you hit that third time, you good.
Right. I feel what you're saying.
I just had to call in. I gotta get back to work. So, if y'all keep doing y'all thing, though. All right, I'll let.
All right.
Bye.
All right, so welcome back, y'all, to Mixture of Us. This is your girl holding down with Novi and my homegirl, Maisha. Y'all should definitely go ahead and chime back in, y'all, at 718-664-6543. Now, Maya said, Novi, now my thing is this, y'all. Like, do you feel as though that if Nicki Minaj and Lil Kim was to do a song together, how y'all feel that would turn out?
I mean, didn't they do a song together? I think they should do a song together. They didn't
you think they would, or you think they should?
I mean, this is where all the beef is coming from. Because they were supposed to do a song together. And all of a sudden, they pulled Lil' Kim from the lyrics, the song.
I don't know.
I think
Lil' Kim on a song is not even... I think it's a novelty thing. Right now, like, I don't think Lil' Kim comes anywhere near as hard as she did before. I don't know if it's just a switch in her mood, a switch in her ghostwriters. I don't know what it is. But to have her on a song would just be a novelty piece. Just the fact that it's Lil' Kim on the song is the reason to have Lil' Kim on the song, not because she would be really rapping so tough, you know what I mean?
I see what you're saying, though, because, you know, certain females, when they be on the track and stuff, they just be trying to go extra hard when like, really it is not all about that, yo. Like, it's about having fun. It's about that being your passion and everything else. So with females just constantly trying to get at somebody and trying to start something with somebody, I don't really think that's
really necessary, even though music does revolve around beef. And, yeah, you would have to, you know what I'm saying, go a little bit extra hard just to get your name out there. Think about it, because you got to think about 50 Cent and Ja Rule. You know what I'm saying? Like, 50 Cent totally wiped out Ja Rule, like, ASAP.
50 Cent and Rick Ross, please.
I said 50 Cent and Ja Rule.
Yeah. And 50 Cent and Rick Ross and 50 Cent and everybody. 50 Cent just murdered everybody. Like, he just came at everybody's fucking head. Like, not just Ja Rule.
I mean, he had
but
a point to prove.
50 Cent is smart, though. Nah, seriously. 50 Cent is like a genius. Because he uses, like, it's like he uses the 48 Laws of Power, if you guys ever heard of that book by Robert Greene. And actually I was on the interview when my one and only lady Carla B had interviewed Robert Greene, and Robert Greene was basically saying that he actually taught 50 Cent about the 48 Laws of Power before he even got into the whole beef with Ja Rule. So
mm-hmm.
Ja Rule, Ja Rule definitely got an advantage of that because of the 48 Laws of Power. But anyway.
Yeah, and then they did a reiteration for the 50th Law. That was a good book, too.
Oh, I heard. I heard that book was a bomb. Yeah. Yeah, man. I think we have some more callers on the phone. It's 678-665. Is that the same number that just called before, y'all? I don't think so. You're live. Hello? Oh.
Hello, this is Barry.
Hey, how you doing?
No, this is Barry.
Oh. Girl, you're like, girl, you're so crazy. I see another number. It's 208-357. You're a fool. You're live. 208-357, you're live.
Oh. Oh, bless up. I was like,
hey.
Oh, but I didn't even know who this was. I forgot my own number. Bless you, star. Thanks for bumping my song, though.
Oh, so you basically called the wrong number? Is that what you're saying?
No, I didn't know my own number. Said 208.
Oh, okay. Is there something that you want to say about the Lil Kim and the Nicki Minaj beef?
Oh, yeah, I definitely, in Nicki Minaj case, when she first came out, she didn't really even give Lil Kim no love or nothing. No.
Excuse me, sir, but your phone is breaking in and out like so badly. Yeah, definitely go ahead and call back, and I will put you back on. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
The landline phone.
Right. Okay. Okay. Now that dude's phone was kind of messed up. All right, now, welcome back, y'all. We have like 36 minutes left. I will go ahead and take a little commercial break, and we will be right back. All right, y'all stay tuned.
Urban Literary Review, where literature and urban meet. Hosted weekly by Tia from DC Bookman and Martin from Culture First. Urban Literary Review comes on Blog Talk Radio. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/Urban Literary Review. Urban Literary Review comes on twice a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays at 7 p.m. Our mission is to shine a positive light on the urban literary industry by promoting literature and discussing issues that are pertinent to the growth of the industry. In addition to being an online radio show, Urban Literary Review also provides authors with promotion to to over 15,000 African-American readers for only $99 per month. So don't forget to listen and tune in each week, every Tuesday and Thursday at 7 p.m. on blogtalkradio.com/UrbanLiteraryReview. Or check us out for more information at myspace.com/UrbanLiteraryReview.
He's back, he's bad, he's on top. It's Zane Copeland, Lil Zane. He has the big screen, he has the stage, he has a new CD, he has a single. He will captivate you with his swagger. Get this new single, put it in my lap. Go to ReverbNation.com/Lil Zane's World and get this single right now. And also check out Dope D featuring Tipsy. For bookings, contact Carla Bonds, EOTM Public Relations at 909-559-1763. Brought to you by EOTM, B1 Music, U.S. Entertainment. This is a Ron Anthony production.
Okay, y'all, welcome back. Welcome back to Mixture of Arts with your girl, Say to Say What. I'm over here discussing the Nicki Minaj beef with Lil Kim with my homeboy, Nobi, and my Isha. I think the same caller that we just hung up with is called back in. So I'm going to go ahead and put him back on. It is 208-357. You're live. Hello? 208-357,
you're live. Okay, here we go. Here we go. I'm back.
Okay.
Yeah, I was saying. You can hear me good?
Yep, I hear you.
Okay, cool. As I was saying, I'm going to reiterate, I think like female MCs as a whole have to give it up for the MC that put them up there, whether it be Lil Kim or even way far back as MC Light. But female MCs can't just stand outside by their own like that without having passing down that baton. So I think Nicki Minaj needs to give it up to Lil Kim. She got to. Because Lil Kim was the only one who could stand by herself with a group of guys, group of MCs like that. And Nicki Minaj got it from that element. So that's what I feel on that part.
And you know what, though? Like, I don't feel as though that Nicki Minaj is not giving Lil Kim credit. I just feel as though that she is kind of frustrated as far as Lil Kim coming at her sideways, for real. How you feel about that, Maisha and Novi?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
repeat that?
I don't.
For me?
Yeah.
I said, how you feel about that as far as what he just said and what I just said?
I mean, no, that's what I've been saying for the longest, that Nicki Minaj, Lil Kim is legendary. So.
Nah, but, see, I was saying that Nicki Minaj is kind of frustrated because of Lil Kim coming at her sideways. You see what I'm saying? So, I don't think that Nicki Minaj is actually, really, really has beef with her, for real. I don't even think she got beef with her. I don't even think Lil Kim actually got beef with her, for real. It's just like a female thing. Because you know two females cannot get along for nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, personally, I don't even think that's what it is, yo. I just think that it's just this little female thing that we got, how females act, y'all. We kind of crazy. But, yeah.
I think
Lil Kim does need a buzz now. Her wave is gone.
Yeah.
Even Foxy Brown was coming at that gal at Nicki Minaj. She came at her on a remix on Egyptian Song.
But it's really just a few
females that can really just come at Lil' Kim. Like, not just any female rapper can come at Lil' Kim, yo.
I think a lot of female rappers can come at Lil' Kim. I think a lot of female rappers could come at Lil' Kim. Like, lyrically, bar for bar, yeah, I really do. Like, Jean Grey would destroy Lil' Kim.
Oh, well, nobody knows her, though.
But a few, like I said.
A lot of people know Jean Grey. I think the thing, the biggest issue here is that, one, there are not a lot, the market isn't really big for female artists as far as hip-hop is concerned. So most of the best female hip-hop artists are underground, or they weren't willing to take advantage of a sexual aspect like these companies want them to do, so they move off and do other things. Like, say, Eve, that's exactly what she did. She went off to something completely different.
Yeah.
She refused to really exploit sex to make sales. But the biggest issue, I think one of the reasons why Nicki Minaj never really wanted to come at Kim is because Kim has been around for a long time. So it's not that lyrically she can't mess with Kim. It's just that after your name has been set in stone, you don't have newcomers coming to pose you, because just the fact that you've been around for so long would say that you're going to win whatever the war is. Not to mention, Kim doesn't have any shine right now, so if she's stealing shine from Nicki Minaj, that's going to translate to even less money for Nicki right now.
Oh, you know, hold on, wait. No. I don't even think that's the... Yo, I seriously think that Lil Kim just did is really giving Nicki buzz for real. I don't even think that's like it's kind of putting her under. I think that folks will buy her album more likely because they probably wondering if Nicki probably came back at her for real.
Well, I mean, albums is one thing, but artists don't make money off of their albums. They make money off of their shows. And what I'm saying is the market is so closed off as far as female rappers are concerned that there's a big impact for there to be two females that are out with a buzz versus just having one female out with a buzz. So Nicki Minaj has already shown that she doesn't want to give any other female any buzz, because that other chick from Baltimore was coming at her.
Keys,
yeah, and Nicki Minaj refused at a certain point to say anything about her because she did not want her to have any type of shine. What Nicki Minaj has been doing is saying, if you're going to shine, you need to get your own shine, not piggyback off of mine.
Right.
And she showed that so far with the Lil' Kim situation. And again,
she has a point when she's doing that. She does have a point. You know, she does have a point.
No doubt.
I mean, but, like, who the hell are you to, like, I'm just saying, like, I just really hate folks, especially females, because I'm a female, but I just hate females that just try to come at you, like, just try to carry you, yo, and they don't even realize that you actually like them and shit, and you really didn't want to be friends for real. And
I have two things to say about this situation. I think Lil' Kim right now, she's feeling like, because how everybody is praising little Nicki Minaj, I mean, saying that she's the next queen and all that, I feel that Lil' Kim might feel that, oh, shit, like, I'm about to lose my fucking place. You know, this little non-lyrical female about to take over my shit. Like, I gotta come hard. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then I'm feeling like Nicki Minaj is, I don't think she's even lyrically capable of coming at anybody. She doesn't even freestyle. She don't know how to freestyle. You know, I don't think she writes her own lyrics.
Really?
She's only the voice.
Oh, Lord Jesus. I hope not, yo. I hope that ain't true,
I do believe that she writes her own stuff. But nah, you know what, though? Like, really, she can rap. She's one of those people that's capable of actually forming cogent and cohesive statements and rhyming them.
With a serious flow, with no type of like, I don't need to hear those comedic like character shit. Like I want to hear some real shit. That's what every minute she has some type of like.
That's her thing. She can rap however she want to rap, really. But what is she saying? Like when she, I've heard her say stuff that has that's somewhat impressive. You know what I mean? And this is from somebody who does a lot of writing. Like, I ghostwrite a lot. And she said a couple of things that's been a little impressive. She's capable of doing it, but
she
got to
change up the flow sometimes. She can't go in like that for the rest of the year. Like, come on. Nobody want to hear that over and over and over again.
Apparently they do, because she's getting money. I mean, I feel the same way.
Shorty was getting money before she got into the music industry. She was dyking and selling whatever she was selling. You don't hear her first lyrics? She had that. How you think she bought boobs and ass?
From her executive producer and label owner. I mean, I feel the same way about a lot of people. Like, there's a general understanding that you don't really have to be very creative, so to speak, to make it. And a lot of times, the more you express how creative you are, the more you get snubbed for it. So, I mean, she has a gimmick, and her gimmick is selling. So, I mean, why are you gonna try to fix something that's not broken? She's doing exactly what she wants to do. She's getting popularity. She's getting money. And she's getting all the attention in the world that she wants, and she's also getting attention she doesn't want, but that comes with the business.
Right.
She got a lane right now, and until her wave is done, she ain't going to switch nothing up. So, I mean, there's no real use getting upset about it. What's going to be bad
is... Have you heard her CD yet?
Nah, it's not anything that's really even on my radar.
I'm mad you said that, but... Have you heard her CD yet, Maisha?
Who?
You. Oh, Nikki. Pink Friday.
Mm-mm.
Oh.
Okay. I definitely haven't even heard that joint yet. But I know a lot of folks that work at Walmart, they keep telling me, like, yo, females be in that line, yo, with that Nicki Minaj CD, like, all day.
I mean,
so,
she's getting sales. She got 300 from the last thing that I heard. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
She's only been out for, like, 5 days, so.
So she must be doing something right, right?
Yeah. She got a formula.
The bottom line is, I mean, with this whole beef stuff, it's so stupid. I just think that Lil' Kim just need to chill out. She needs to chill out, you know.
I love beef.
Huh?
Lil' Kim,
I love
Kim. Like, you forgot? Lil'
like,
Kim ain't gonna sit there and let nobody take her throne. This is Brooklyn over here. Come on. You know how we do it.
I don't know exactly which Maisha this is, too, when I think about it. Yo, I love beef, man, and I really don't think that Lil' Kim has been sitting in her throne. Like, she's been vacated that spot. You know what I'm saying? What year was the last CD?
It don't matter. She don't even have to throw out a CD.
Probably 2001.
But peep though, you see the mentality you have. She doesn't have to throw out a CD. That's exactly what I was talking about. It's just the fact that she's been around for a while, and her name has been out for so long that people immediately want to give her credit and big her up and say that she's bigger than what she is. She's not that great. She was. But she's not doing anything now.
But you don't think that she's great no more? You don't think that she's great no more?
I think she has a lot of rust on her that she needs to get off. She has to reprove. At this point, she would have to reprove to her fans that she still is worthy of all the hype that's surrounding her name.
Well, I think after she was locked up and she came out, like, she hasn't really been in it like she was before. You know?
So you really think that she, like, the only reason why that she does these disses is basically to prove that nobody can mess with her.
Well, that's the thing. Like, you, if you want to get the throne, you got to go at whoever is number one right now. I mean, shucks, if you go back to, like, the 48 law, well, Robert Greene's books in general, it'll tell you that if somebody is dissing you or coming at you, it's because you're important enough to be came at.
Right.
So just the fact that Lil' Kim hasn't been out in so long and she's going at Nicki Minaj is really a nod to Nicki to say, I'm doing something right now.
Right.
And like I said, Lil' Kim needs her buzz, so Lil' Kim wouldn't try to establish her buzz with somebody less than number one, and Nicki Minaj is number one right now. Love it or hate it. And yes, Lil' Kim will have to reprove that she is worth all the hype.
I think Lil' Kim want to be with Lil Wayne. She want to be up there with Lil Wayne.
She wants to be up there with Lil Wayne. Why? No. Why you say that? Why you say that?
Because as you can see, like, Lil Wayne's group right now is running the music industry right now. They have the most songs out right now. Drake.
Right.
You know?
So I really can't even say, because I've seen so many crazy ass comments on, like, YouTube and like all types of mess about this whole thing. Some folks were saying that they're kind of disappointed as far as the beef between them two, because it's like they're two grown ass women that are highly successful. I mean, there is no reason why they should be, you know what I'm saying, going at it or whatever. But, and then some were saying,
for them to get where they was at.
Huh?
Nothing.
I think that if you're in hip hop, you have every reason in the world to go at the next man. It's a full contact sport. It wouldn't be any fun without beef.
So you really think that hip hop is the fundamental? No. I mean, beef is the fundamental of hip hop.
Yeah, that's how it really started.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to outshine, not necessarily dissing the next dude, but it started as one MC trying to outshine the other MC. It started with trying to make sure that the crowd is showing up at my party because I'm the most entertaining. And
right.
I'll say a line about the other dude who was talking about his party was the most entertaining. That's how it started. So why should it surprise anybody that or upset anybody that is continuing in that route? Like, it's all music, and that's what it's based off of. So there should be beef. There should be a big debacle between the top MCs every year.
What? And you know what? That joint would be hot.
That
joint would be hot.
You remember back in the late 90s and the early 2000s, they had the beef series, and they had the Yeah, they also had the mixtape that was talking about everybody that was going to war, when Rockefeller was beefing with Rough Riders, and they was beefing with D Block and all them. Yeah,
how
that's
many people got killed around those times?
A lot of people get killed outside of those times. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't really make a difference. I'm just saying that's how hip hop is supposed to be. I love when Joe Budden writes
it. I mean, all right. When it comes to the beef, it needs to be lyrical beef, not personal beef. They don't need to take the lyrical beef
exactly.
to the street. I mean,
exactly.
We love the
That's
beef as fans, but when it comes to personal shit, like when niggas losing their lives, like, come on, it's getting too personal. Too personal.
It's not even that serious.
You
really.
Do it for your fans.
It's not that serious to lose your life.
You doing it for your fans.
I totally understand as far as like the lyrical stuff, because I mean, I know some niggas that flow all night, yo. I know some niggas that some friends, I would say. My bad, y'all. That flow all night. And my thing is this, you don't have to diss somebody. You don't have to talk about somebody. You don't have to shit on nobody just to prove your point that you are the greatest lyrical hip-hop artist. You don't need to do all that.
Well,
you don't?
No, you don't. You
Where?
Don't need to diss. No, you don't have to diss. So what, like, just because you talk about somebody, what that means? I mean, anybody
well,
can crack jokes, you know what I'm saying? But
well, here's what I'm saying.
When you talk about lyrical, when you talk about lyrical, yo, lyrical does, well, lyrical to me does not mean that you have to talk about somebody. It doesn't mean that you have to diss somebody on the mixtape just for you to prove your point. You don't have to diss nobody. I mean, your lyrical skills can prove all that, for real.
You don't think so? Well, okay, I will agree that you do not have to diss somebody to prove that you're lyrical. But we're still stuck where if you look at all the top MCs, like the ones that sold the most, the ones that have been selling the longest, can you name one that didn't have beef with somebody and whose success isn't based at least in part to their success in the beef?
Older than
yeah.
had beef.
Right. Yeah, I mean.
As fans, you want to see somebody, you want to see your favorite rapper or R&B artist or whatever it is go against another, team up with someone else, you know, just to see how they sound, right?
Yeah, I love that.
And sometimes it's turned into beef or it's turned into something as a together song, you know, however they want to do it or however it turns out to be, you know, that's them. And you as a fan, you're going to love it regardless because you like the person and somebody else might like the person that your person is going against. You understand what I mean?
Yeah, but that's cool, though. I think that that's something that just should be generally accepted in rap is that there's going to
yeah.
be beef. Like, but that's – I get bored with rap when people aren't beefing, though.
Really?
As impressive as somebody can be lyrically, when they're pushed into a corner, they make much better music and they're much more creative.
When the pressure is on them.
Because they're not just going
no,
at,
you're absolutely right.
at nobody. They actually have they have more of a constructive and a creative reason to write what they're writing when they're beefing. Some
you
of
know
the
what?
Best music comes from beef.
We need more.
You're right on point. Because I can relate to your little statement from like an everyday life for real.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. Yeah, when you are pushed into the corner, most definitely, and you are pressured, yeah, you are absolutely right. That right there truly brings out the best of you, definitely. I agree with that 100. Yeah, we have, like, a couple more minutes on Mixture of Us with Your Girl, Say to Say What. I am here chilling with my homeboy, Nobi, and my homegirl, my Issa, on the phone. Y'all can definitely go ahead and chime in at 718-664-6543. And that's 718-664-6543. All right, y'all, well, we have, I don't know if I should wait, like, maybe, like, 5 more minutes. But if we have, like, 11 more minutes on air, so I will just go ahead and maybe chit-chat with Nobi for a second. All right, Nobi, can you just tell our listeners a little bit about you and what you do?
Oh, shucks. I write a lot of music. I ghostwrite. I record. Working on doing a couple of video projects. I mean, that's it. I'm all about entertainment and doing what's fun. You know,
that's
anybody want to hit me up, you can always follow me on Twitter. It's Nobi, I-T-S, N-O-B-I. That's basically it. I get wow. That's it.
That's what's up. That's what's up. All right, Maisha, is there something that you want to go ahead and say and tell the folks what you do in New York?
Well,
I am a entrepreneur. Well, I'm a hairstylist. I'm a traveling hairstylist, as you could say. The business is called Unique Styles to Envy Incorporated. If you want more information, you can go to my Facebook page, which is Maisha Styles, and look me up. If you need any information or you just happen to be in New York or you want me to travel to Atlanta like Mrs. Say to Say to get your hair done.
Right, all
you know,
day.
I would travel, you know. Just hit me up whenever you're ready. My email address is verybleshedmaisha@gmail.com.
Okay, can you just tell these slow folks that are slow how you spell Maisha? Because there are like tons of ways to spell Maisha, you know what I'm saying?
All right. It's M-A-I-S-H-A. That's how you spell Maisha. Styles.
Okay, is it styles with an S? Or
styles with an S. Plur. You hear the at the end? Yeah.
Okay, cool. Alright, so I really do appreciate you guys chiming in with your girl Say to Say What. I had a blast discussing this little beef with Nobi and Maisha and the other callers that called in. Y'all can definitely go ahead and chime in every Wednesday night, Thursday morning at 1 in the morning on Mixture of Art, same time, same station with your girl Say to Say What. Yeah, if you guys are interested in sponsoring EOTM, y'all should definitely go ahead and contact me at 404-988-7932. And just for your information, EOTM is looking for new radio personalities. So if you are interested, you should definitely go ahead and contact me at 404-988-7932, same number. And what else? Yeah, y'all can definitely go ahead and do that, like, ASAP. All right? I had a ball. Thanks, you guys, for calling in, okay?
No doubt.
Cool.
Yeah.
Don't need a trip to the beauty shop.
Thank you.
Because I love what I got on the top. It's curly and it's brown and it's right up there. You know what I love? That's right. My hair. I really love my hair.
Proper, yeah. Now pack proper, yeah. It ain't proper. Hey, who's your bitch? You don't get it proper. Lunch pad proper. Chimp to the popper. Pockets got the extra cheese. Don't you think that's proper? Respect proper. Grown nine proper. Ain't made it bad. Let it bang. Yeah, I got you. Pretty on the beat. Gucci on the beat. Come here, baby, look. Louis on the beat.
Callers on the phone right now. I'm going to just go ahead and unmute like a few of them. The first number I see is 517-763. You're live. What's good?
What's going on? What's going on with you?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing very good.
Okay. Is there something that you want to add to what the others was discussing?
I really wasn't on because I was actually doing a radio show, but I didn't know there was actually a Lil' Kim dispute here now.
Okay, have you heard about the Nicki Minaj and the Lil' Kim beef yet?
No, actually, I have not been up to date because I just got my phone and stuff back, so... I really need to check up on my stats now. I didn't know anything. I didn't know Lil' Kim was doing a little thing now.
Actually, she is not. It was just that she had made this little diss track on Nicki Minaj because she feels as though that Nicki is trying to steal her style and everything like that. But if you definitely go to YouTube, are you on Facebook?
Yeah, I'm on Facebook, too.
Okay, if you check me out on Saytu, it's S-A-Y-T-U-E, and then E-O-T-M, youngest, say, and you should definitely come up on my page and request me as a friend, and just let me know that it was you that called in, and then I will send you the links to the video.
All right. Well,
okay.
Can I say something to Lil Kim right now?
Lil Kim, go ahead.
Come on. You know what I'm saying? I'm a rapper, too. you know, come on, everybody's got their own spotlight out here, whatever, you know what I'm saying? But come on, let it relax. You're better than that.
Right.
We're rappers, we're, you know, you're a musician like all the rest of the musicians. It happens. Come on, just let it relax. Just let it hit off. Let the girl get her shine on and be done with it, yeah? You know what I'm saying? That's just let it relax. You trying to just get a little dispute over that? Come on now.
I totally, I feel what you're saying. I totally feel what you're saying because we was just over here talking about how I think it's more of a, like a female thing because, you know, females cannot get along anyway. So,
yeah.
And I, like the few callers before was, like, basically saying how Lil Kim feels as though that Nicki is trying to steal her spotlight. And you know what I'm saying? So that's the reason why that she kind of came at her neck like the way she did. But it's totally understandable because his music is like in the hip-hop scene. So beefing is basically, so it's like the fundamental of rap. So with that said, that should be expected, especially coming from a legend. You know what I'm saying? Like,
well,
Lil Kim is a legend.
Well, let's put it out here like this. Now, Lil Kim, if you're going to put any disrespect, you know, and I'm not saying this against Eminem or anything like that or against Lil Wayne, but Lil Kim, if you're going to put any discretion out there against anybody, it should be against Eminem himself. You know what I'm saying? I like the man. I like Eminem. I like his CD, Recovery, fine and dandy. You know what I'm saying? But the whole him disrespecting Lil Wayne and then on, I think it was 11, where No Love, you put the man on top of your CD. You know what I'm saying? You put him on your CD. You don't like the dude. That's what a battle's on for. Battle
right.
Rap, you know what I'm saying? Lil Kim, if you're going to go after anybody, go after Lil Wayne. Right there, you know what I'm saying? Go after Lil Wayne. Or not Lil Wayne, Eminem, my bad. It's like early in the morning for me. But if you're going to go after anybody, go after Eminem. Right there, because I don't know. I'm used to the old school. I'm an old school rapper. If you're going to do something like that, you should do it in the battle zone. You know what I'm saying? Battle
right.
Rapping. That's, you don't put
right.
your enemy on your CD.
Right, right. That makes sense. That makes perfect sense. I see what you're saying. Maisha, I see that you're still on the line. Is there something that you want to say about what you just said?
He has a point there. I don't think that there should be any beef between Lil Kim and Nicki Minaj because they are both women and
right.
women from back in the days been fighting for us to even have our say or even to have that type of level that Lil Kim got right now. You know, so I think, honestly, they should be working together and not fighting, you know? As young black women, it's, you know, it's not that easy to get to that position. Most guys want you to use your body once you get into the music industry. And, you know, it's not that easy. So once a woman is kind of getting there, I think the legends should be helping them out to get on top.
Yep.
Right. Right on point. Okay.
Well, so like you say about the whole, like you, I'm sorry to cut you off, but like you just said, sweetie, on the whole fact, a lot of these artists out here, whatever, like to use women out here for their bodies. Now,
mm-hmm.
you know, me personally, you know, this don't exclaim no guys out there that if rappers, whatever, a lot of them do. This rapper right here won't.
Why? Because I stand truly by my wife. You know, there's a lot of guys out here that uses a lot of these women out here. They should not be doing that. Very disrespectful.
It's a lot of the male rappers out here that's selling ass to get where they at right now, too. So
yep.
It's just not women. It's men, too.
Yep.
Okay, so I want to ask you a question. Can I ask you how did you find our show?
Actually, I just was going on Blog Talk Radio because I also do a radio show on Blog Talk Radio myself.
Okay.
So.
And what's your show name?
Actually, I got two of them. There's actually one, if you look on the Wicked, what was it, baby? Wicked Tombstone, and it should come up. What did I say it was? Shit. But the other one, if you look under mine, it's only a 30-minute, I do believe, or a 15-minute. It would be on the Gangsta Ace.
Oh, okay.
My radio show, my personal radio show is Gangsta Ace, but there's another one I use from my old homie. He lets me use it, Wicked Tombstone, and it has something else, another name on it, Old School. And I've been using that for a while, long time, because there's a 60-minute change in there, so.
Okay, cool. That's what's up. I was just wondering, because I usually just try to figure out where my listeners are coming from or whatever, so thanks. With that said, I really do appreciate you for tuning in, okay?
Uh-huh.
All right, cool.
No problem.
Thanks. All right, Joe. Now, with that said, y'all, I will have to let you go. It is our time. Our time is definitely up, and I will see you guys next week, Wednesday night, Thursday morning at 1 in the morning, same time, same station, on Mixture of Arts with your girl, Say Two, Say What. All right? Holla.